This episode is sponsored by Tunbridge Accountants. Are you a creative entrepreneur looking for financial support? Do you need clarity around your numbers or help with decisions related to your business finances? Do you even know what all the numbers mean? Before I worked with Tunbridge Accountants, I definitely didn't. Wendy and Lawton are not just accountants, they're your partners in navigating the complexities of business finance. They make VAT, corporation tax, cash flow management, all of this really simple, guiding you through all the decisions you need to make, whether that's a company purchase, setting up a new business, whether to register as a business. Wendy and Lawton can give you really honest, practical advice on everything. And by letting them take care of your business finances, it then frees you up to focus on what you do best, creating and selling your products. So thank you again to Tunbridge Accountants for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome to the Bring Your Product Ideas to Life podcast. Practical advice and inspiration to help you create and sell your own physical products. Here's your host, Vicky Weinberg.
Hi, and welcome to this episode on how and why to validate your product ideas. So I am recording this in the middle of March 2020, and unless you're listening to this a long, long time in the future, you probably know what that means for all of us right now. So I just want to start off by saying that wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this, I hope you're well and safe. So if you've ever read anything I've written, or you've heard me speak somewhere, or even from the, you know, the few episodes of this podcast that you've already may have already listened to, you'll know I'm really big on validating your product ideas before you spend time, energy and money on creating them. So what I mean by this is checking that there's someone out there to sell your product to and that you can make money from it. Of course, this does take a little bit of time and energy to do, but I think it's money well spent if it prevents you from making a costly mistake. Something that people regularly ask me is, well, how much does it cost to launch a physical product? I can't actually tell you that, because that really will vary depending on the kind of product you want to create, what's going to go into the development, how many you need to order, where you're sourcing it from. There are all kinds of variables. But what I can tell you is that however much that initial money is going to be, that initial investment, it's a lot less scary, well, at least a bit less scary, spending it if you know you've got a product that will sell well, you know you can make a profit, and you know there are people out there that will buy it. If you have no idea, it's a huge, huge gamble. That's not what I want for you. I want you to feel really confident that when you put the time and energy into creating a product, you're going to be able to sell it and you're going to be able to make some money from it. So I did cover this a bit in our last episode, where I talked about a few ways you can do some really simple validation. But I wanted to also record this episode because I want to talk a bit more about why it's so important, just to make sure you're really clear. Because I know that it might seem a bit of a pain, you know, you might be wanting to go off and start creating your product, developing your product. So I just want to talk a little bit more about why I think it's so important to do this work. And then also go a bit deeper into the how and talk about a few more ways that you can validate your idea. Before we get going, there are two things I want to mention. The first is I actually have an online course which is all about speccing out and validating your product ideas. So doing a bit of work into figuring out exactly what your product looks like, feels like, what it consists of, and then doing the validation to make sure that there's people out there that want to buy it and it'll be profitable. So exactly what we're talking about in this episode. I also have a free guide, just 7 free ways to validate your product ideas, and I'm going to link to both of these in the show notes. Okay, so let's get on with the episode. So, as I say, before spending any money, I would suggest doing some validation to see whether your product has potential. It really doesn't matter how much or how little it costs to create it if you're never going to see any of that money again because nobody's going to buy it. So if you have an idea of whether it's a product people will buy, how much they'll pay, what they're looking for in a product, but essentially you can create the best product you possibly can. You can feel confident you've done that because you've done a bit of research. And in turn, I think that will help you feel more confident about investing the money and the time in the first place. So I just want to start this by saying, you know, remember I've been there. So a few years ago when I launched my first product, I really remember how scary it is, especially the part when you have to pay some money. And I was terrified when I placed my initial order, and I'll be honest with you, to this day I still feel a little bit anxious every time I put down the deposit for a new order, even if it's an existing product, even if it's something, you know, that I already have and I already know sells. I think maybe that's just how I'm wired. However, I will say that every time, you know, I still feel that little twinge, but I mean, I think that is just me. But every time that I, you know, launch a new product or reorder an existing product, it gets a little bit easier because, you know, just the confidence in the fact that, okay, this is a good idea and a good investment is there, and that makes it so much easier. And that's kind of what I want for you, because I mean, I've said this a lot of times, I know, I hope I'm not over stressing the point, but creating a product is, you know, you put a lot into it, you put, you know, a lot of yourself into it. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of energy, it takes some commitment. Say, you know, there is work to do in validating it, but there's also work to do, you know, beyond that. And while it's simple, you know, I can certainly help you with how to do it, there are going to be times when it feels like there's a lot to do, it might feel a bit overwhelming. But I feel like if you have the confidence that your product is going to sell, there's a market out there for it, I really think that will help you. And, you know, looking back at what I've done, I also wish, knowing what I know now, that I hadn't been so secretive about my products in the beginning, and I'd asked for a bit of input earlier on, so I felt a little bit confident. So I was so scared that if I told someone that I was going to, you know, create a product, someone else would take it and run with it. I think I mentioned this on my last episode. I hear this over and over again, but knowing what I know now, I'm not really sure why, because so few people will actually go through with getting a product to launch, and I can't stress that enough. So do not let that be a fear that keeps you from validating your idea. So as a reminder, in our last episode, which if you haven't listened to yet, it might be worth going back and listening to before you go any further with this one, I spoke about how the best way to find out if someone will buy your product is to work out who your ideal customer is and go and ask them some questions. So I will link to that episode in the show notes. Do go back and listen if you haven't already. But as a really brief reminder, we talked about working out who your ideal customer is. So this isn't necessarily the person that will use your product, although it is worth about thinking about them too. It's the person who will actually be paying money and buying it. And we spoke about how building up a picture of who this customer is will really help you both with developing your product and with your marketing once you get to launch. We then spoke about how now you know who your ideal customers are, the next step is to find them and run your idea by them and get some feedback and input. And we spoke about the fact that perhaps even if you don't want to necessarily share your idea at this stage, you can also get lots of input by asking sort of more vague questions or asking about existing products on the market. So what I want to talk to you about now is some other ways that you can get input, because perhaps you're not quite ready to get in front of people, or maybe you're struggling to find your ideal customer. There are some other things you can do. So for example, you can look online at products similar to yours or the product you'd like to create and look at the reviews and see what people say about them. Whenever I launch a new product, I tend to do this. I read all of the reviews. Sometimes that can mean hundreds, but it is really worth getting a sense of what people like and don't like about the kind of product that you're looking to create. You can also do this by looking in forums. So for example, if you are selling baby products, you might want to look somewhere like Mumsnet, and you can look for posts around the kind of products that you're looking to create, just by searching and reading what other people are talking about. So you can do all of this without actually posting anything, sharing anything, so asking anything, just by having a look at what people are already talking about and what conversations are already going on. And you can also look on sites such as Amazon to see how well products are selling. If in the free guide I mentioned earlier, 7 free ways to validate your product ideas, I do talk a bit more about how you can do this. So there are free tools out there online where you can look at the Amazon bestseller ranking for a product and then work out from there how many of those products are being sold each month. And obviously this gives you a really good idea of how popular they are. So if you're feeling a little bit nervous about going out and talking to people about your product, I think these are ideas. These are quite good things you can do as a first step, just to kind of dip your toe in the water, do a little bit of research quite quietly to find out whether your product idea might be something that, you know, that could work. I do, however, think at some point you are going to have to 100% work out who your customer is, and you are going to have to talk to people. And as I've mentioned, you can do this by sharing, you know, this is what I want to create and what do you think, or you can do it just by asking about existing products. And while we're on the subject of actually going and talking to people, here are two more thoughts I have on this. So the first one is, if you have samples of similar products to yours that you can share with people, then why not do that? So if, for example, you were looking to launch, let's say, a baby blanket, you could look for what the popular ones were online at the moment. So you could go onto Amazon, you could use the tools I've mentioned, and you could find out, okay, these are the ones that the most, these are free, that are selling the most, these are the most popular. You could actually buy those, and then you could actually take them when you talk to people, and you could say, okay, I'm looking to create a blanket, and it's something like this. What do you think of these ones? What do you think about how it's packaged? What do you think about how it feels? And just actually have something for people to talk about, because you can get some really good feedback from them. You know, people can actually say, oh, this seems a bit small. And, you know, people say it's a bit small, you measure it, you see how big it is, you make yours bigger. If someone says, oh, I don't really like the fabric, you can look into what fabric it is and make a note, you know, perhaps you'll use something different. So that's just one further thing you can do to kind of enhance your research. And I do believe that, you know, the more research you can do, the better. When you get further down the line, something we'll talk about in a later episode is getting samples of your product you'd like to create made up. And this is something, again, you can do when you have, you know, your samples before you actually, you know, you get your sample and you obviously you're going to take a good look at it and see what you think. But actually, it's a really good idea to share it with people as well, and get their input into, you know, what do they like, what don't they like, could it be improved in any way, and also ask people what they'd pay for it. So it's worth mentioning that I think what would you pay for this is a really useful question, because I recommend working out your selling price before you work out what it will cost to produce the product, which I know might sound a bit backwards, but where I'm coming from is that I think you need to make an unbiased decision about how much you price a product for, rather than setting the price high to cover the cost of the product, which could prove to be a costly mistake if you price your, if you price it too high. So what I mean by this is, if you work out that your product is going to cost, I don't know, £5 to produce, and you've seen that similar products are selling at £6, well, you might go, well, actually, I need to price this at, I don't know, £10 so I make a decent profit, for example. But the problem is you don't sell any because you've priced it too high. Whereas if you had at the beginning worked out that actually this kind of product, you know, based on my spec, I could sell this for £7, you get all the costs, you work out actually it's going to cost you £5 per unit, at that point you can go, well, actually that seems, you know, I'm not going to make enough of a profit. Maybe this idea isn't worth pursuing, or maybe I can do something further to enhance the product so it is worth that little bit more money, or can you order more to get the price down? You know, there are definitely things you can do. I'm not saying that once you've, you know, got an idea of a selling price, if the costs don't match up, you have to necessarily walk away and scrap the idea completely. I'm just saying it's worth working out a realistic selling price up front. Talking to people is a great way of doing that. Looking at what already selling is a great way of doing that. Because as well as knowing that you've got a market to sell your product to, you also want to know that, you know, you're going to be able to make a profit. In a future episode, we will, of course, talk about costs and the kind of costs you're going to want to consider when you're looking at creating your product. But I think before we even get onto that, it's a good idea to work out who your customer is and how you can create the best possible product for them so it's something that they will want to buy from you. So I hope that you found this episode helpful. I definitely suggest going away and, you know, if you've got a product idea in mind, starting to do a little bit of research, whether you're doing that using online tools or whether you're actually feeling ready to go out and speak to people. Any work you can do to validate your idea, as I say, will really pay off. I know you're probably going to hear me say this a lot. You are possibly going to get really bored of hearing me say this, but I do think it's that important, because I really want you to succeed. And often when I see products that don't succeed, or people are struggling to launch them or struggling to sell as many as they'd like, it's because the idea perhaps wasn't very well thought through in the beginning, and actually they could have made some, you know, really simple changes and, you know, done a bit better with it. Or it's sometimes a case of it's a product that they've thought is, you know, a really good idea, but actually there's just no market for it, nobody's interested in it, and it's such a shame that they didn't realize this before putting all the hard work into creating it. And that is definitely not what I want for you. So if you're interested in finding out more about validating your product idea, as I mentioned, I do have an online course, and you can find the link to that in the show notes. It's a short course, it's all online, it's priced at £99, and you'll also get access to a free Facebook group where you can get a little bit more support from myself and other students if you need it. I really hope you found this episode useful. If you have any questions or any feedback, I would love to hear from you. It's vicky@tinychipmunk.com. Everything I've mentioned today, any resources will be linked in the show notes. If you found this podcast useful and you've enjoyed it, please subscribe, please tell your friends, please leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Hi, this is just a little note. So if you've enjoyed this episode, or indeed any of the episodes, and you would like to, I don't know, buy me a coffee or something, you can actually now leave tips. So there's a link to how to do this in the show note. Of course, do not feel obliged to do this. This is a free podcast. This will always be a free podcast. But as I say, if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do that via the link in the show notes.